From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. He is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medications for years, and he's part of the criticalhealthnews.com team that gives us such valuable information all the time. He appears every 6 weeks along with Doc Wallach. They rotate 3 weeks apiece. And Ben, welcome back. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great, George. How was yours?
Good. It was always great seeing family on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and it's also important to give thanks, especially with all the craziness going on in the world, to stop and pause and just give thanks that you're alive.
And we've got Christmas. We've got Hanukkah coming up. We've got New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We've got them all coming.
I love this time of year.
I do, too. What's new with you?
Just doing my thing. Got a big event coming up in Longmont, Colorado. Hope everybody in the Colorado area, even if you're not in the Colorado area, can attend. That's December 14th, 13th and 14th, Friday and Saturday. And we're going to be talking about longevity. We'll be talking about the business. We'll be talking about health and nutrition. And I hope to see everybody out there.
Well, I am so convinced after seeing all my family members and loved ones on Thanksgiving before I did the show, how important it is for our health to stick around.
Absolutely, George. Absolutely. And not only to stick around, but to stick around with quality of life. We are suffering so needlessly. And I made it my personal mission, as Dr. Wallach has, and really all the folks at Longevity, to help people understand that we don't have to suffer from the chronic degenerative diseases that were endemic in the culture. You know, 75% of Americans are overweight or obese. Almost 80% young adult cancers have gone up almost 80%. Infertility rates are increasing every year. Autoimmune diseases increasing every year. Prescription drugs are up to almost $7 billion a year. Our health situation is absolutely absurd, George, and it's so unnecessary. With just simple lifestyle modification, nutritional supplementation, changing the way you eat, exercising, spirituality, leveraging mind, body, and the power of feelings and emotions, we can do so much to not just increase our longevity, but to increase our quality of life without doctors, without drugs, without hospitalization. And nobody is teaching us how to do these things. The Bible, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, and that was 1200 B.C. The situation has not changed, and we're all about making that change.
I had a report around Thanksgiving that the average consumer eats about 6 to 10 pounds of Thanksgiving food and keeps it on them for the year.
Do you know the single most important thing we could do to increase our longevity and improve our quality of life and reduce the incidence of chronic degenerative diseases is to eat less food, is to reduce our calories? The average American eats 3 to 4 times as many calories as they need. And this is why I'm so big on nutritional supplementation. When you use nutritional supplements, your desire for food drops. And one of the most important side effects, if you want to call it side effects, of getting on a good nutritional supplementation program is you're satisfied with less food. You know, we talk about Beyond Tangy Tangerine all the time, and I absolutely love this supplement. One of the best times to do your Beyond Tangy Tangerine is with your meals. While you're eating your food, not only will you be getting nutrients to help digest your food, but you'll be satisfied much quicker. We're not sick, George. We're starving. We're missing the basic nutrients that run our bodies. And while we get plenty of calories, we get plenty of the macronutrients, the carbohydrates and the fats, we don't get the micronutrients that our bodies need to process those calories. And that, in a nutshell, from a nutritional perspective, is why we're suffering.
I sometimes use the supplements as my meal. Is that smart?
Well, you need to have calories, but you don't eat a lot. So I don't know necessarily if you're saying just supplements. You need to have a small amount of calories. But
once in a blue moon. Once in a blue moon, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's not a problem. That's not a problem at all. You know, there's a distinction that we don't often make in the world of nutrition between macronutrition and micronutrition. And this was Dr. Wallach's brilliant insight back in the 1940s when he was a kid. He noticed that we were getting lots of calories, but we were missing the micronutrients that help the body process those calories. The jobs of the vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids and the fatty acids is to help the body utilize the calories. Today, we have a situation where we get plenty of calories, way too many calories, but we don't get the micronutrients that help the body use those calories, and consequently, those calories get stored. They don't get utilized, and that's why we are the starving obese. We have 3 out of 4 Americans who are overweight or obese, and we're all starving of micronutrition. And that's why a micronutritional supplement program is so darn important and can go such a long way towards not only helping us restore ourselves back to our God-given state of good health, but also to help us wean off of the calories. That's the big problem. It's like our bodies are trying to get energy, or are getting energy, like drinking out of a fire hose. We're flooding our bodies with energy through calories. Calories represent energy, but we don't have the micronutrients to help the body utilize the calories, and that's why a micronutrient supplement program is so darn important.
We're going to take your calls a little earlier with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in a few minutes, and then all of next hour. And the phone number to call for assistance. These are people who are behind the scenes for Ben Fuchs or Doc Wallach, taking notes on what they say to help you. So you can call them at 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. The website to go to, that's the one we want to keep setting world records with. CriticalHealthNews.com. Go with your laptop, go with your smartphone, just go to the website, look around for a few minutes, but don't leave the show, of course. Right, Ben?
Stay with us.
Absolutely. Ben, since you've been doing this, how many years now?
George, I was just thinking about it. This is our 10th year going on our 11th year. Can you believe it?
Wow, where did the time go?
I don't know, George. 2015 is when we started. It wasn't the world is so different today from just since 2015. It's crazy what's going on.
Are we too different?
I don't feel any different. Do you?
No, I don't.
I feel the same. I guess if I look at pictures of myself in 2015, I might feel a little bit different. But I feel strong and powerful. I feel as strong as I've ever been.
I think I look healthier now than I did 10 years ago.
Well, you've been hip to supplementation for a long time. This is not news to you, the importance of supplementation.
That's true.
You told me your mom was
Mom taught me.
Yeah, she knew about supplementation in the 1960s and 1970s she was supplementing.
She pushed it and pushed it well. We've got emails that keep coming in for you. One from Becky. She wants to, this is kind of gross, but I'm going to tell you. Wants to know what to do about toe fungus.
Oh, there's always a question.
Ew.
About toe fungus. Toe fungus is the end result of a systemic fungal infection inside the body that is being excreted through the nails. The body uses the nails as a way of eliminating that fungus. So it's a systemic or an internal fungal infection that needs to be modified. You can't really address toe fungus at the level of the nail. Even though there's all kinds of products that you see advertised and all kinds of procedures that people talk about. I was just reading about lasers being used on the nails to get rid of the fungus. It has to be taken care of inside. There's a balance inside the body between bacteria and fungus. Because of the way we eat, because of antibiotics in the water and chlorine and fluoride in the water, and our poor lifestyle strategies, the bacteria in our gut are being killed off, and the fungus are overgrowing. And this causes a systemic fungal infection that's very difficult to address by trying to deal with the fungus. So what you got to do is you got to take care of the bacteria in the intestine, in the what they call the microbiome, and they will take care of the fungus. Bacteria and fungi live in this competitive environment. So by working on your gut, by working on intestinal health, most especially by eliminating sugars and by reducing the amount of antibiotics that you put in your body, whether it's taking them intentionally or taking them in dairy and fish and in meat, you can restore bacteria back into the intestine, and that they will take care of the fungus. And, of course, using a good probiotic supplement is very important. Longevity's got a great one called the Nightly Essence. In fact, for anybody who's dealing with these kinds of fungal infections, the Nightly Essence is an absolute must because of not only taking care of the fungus and not only restoring the microbiome back to its healthy balance, but also for helping you digest your food. You know, bacteria in the gut are important for the digestive process. They're important for helping the body detoxify. They're important for the immune system. In fact, bacteria in the intestine act as a source of genetic material to communicate to our cells. So restoring the bacterial balance, healthy bacterial balance in the intestine is critical, not just for fungal infections, but for overall health. And in fact, the gut is the most important part of the body to concentrate on when you're dealing with any kind of chronic health challenge, including nail fungus.
We're going to come back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and start phone calls with you. Don't forget, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back, George Norrie, with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And Ben, I want to thank you personally for the 10 years plus that you have put in helping our listeners. It's so important.
You know what? Right back at you, George, because you're the same way. We're all here to make a positive difference in the world. That's what longevity is about. That's what I'm about. And that's what you're about. And everybody at Coast to Coast as well. And that gives us purpose. It gives us makes our life meaningful. And I wouldn't want it any other way.
Well, we've had several listeners who called us on the program over the years almost every night. And all of a sudden, a couple of them just faded away, and they haven't called in a couple of years. I think they've passed on. It's sad.
It's very sad, yes.
And that's why we want to keep people around a little longer. Now, in your opinion, what does supplementation really do for somebody?
It drives cell chemistry. All health is about the cell. This little tiny creature that's about 1/100th the size of the head of a pin that, George, is capable of producing a billion chemical reactions a second. Can you imagine this? This little entity that is so tiny you can't see it with the naked eye, 1/100th the size of the head of a pin, can produce a billion chemical reactions a second. A billion! How does that even happen? Yet all of that magic, all of that miraculousness requires nutrition. It cannot happen without nutrients. We get calories, that's great. We get energy, that's great. But the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, the fatty acids that are required for driving that chemistry are missing from the standard American diet. Supplementation replaces that.
Good point. Let's go to the phones. Mike is truck driving in Michigan. Whereabouts in Michigan are you, Michael?
All right, now I'm past Paw Paw, and I'm going up to Detroit.
Well, drive carefully. Say hi to my mom when you get down that way.
I will. Again, it's an honor and pleasure to speak to both of you guys tonight, and I want to wish both of you guys a very, very Merry Christmas and your staff as well.
Thank you, Mike.
I got two little quick questions that I could squeeze in for you, George.
Sure.
When are you going to come to Chicago and do a show? And two, I've been watching this TV show called Linus, and is Dr. Sky part of the cast? Because there's a character, I swear to God, it's his voice.
I think it probably is, and in terms of Chicago, Tom's been thinking about it probably in about another year and a half or so.
I know a bunch of great restaurants. When you come up, there's plenty of places I'll take you to go eat. Anyway, my question is, it's been a couple of years now, I've been getting this ringing in my ears. I've been to two doctors and a chiropractor, and they say this little lump that I say is, you know, it's not supposed to be there. They say it's the back of my skull. And I think, no, this little half a ping pong little lump that I have on the base of my skull where the spinal cord would go, it doesn't belong here. And I'm getting this ringing into the ears.
That's a miserable condition. That's called tinnitus. Now, you're saying it's due to a... They're blaming a lump? Did you say? I didn't quite understand that.
I could feel in the back of my head, right in the base of the skull, there's a little round lump, like a tiny half a ping pong ball size. I've been to two doctors, and then a chiropractor is like, that's my skull. It's part of my skull. Like, no, it's not. It's never been there.
And they're blaming it on the lump? Are they blaming it on that?
No, they just say it's part of my skull. It's natural.
Yeah,
and they say there's nothing to do for ringing in the ears.
Oh, no, that's not true at all. The most important cause of this condition, which is called tinnitus, and it's absolutely miserable, buzzing, ringing, roaring, whistling, hissing, there are all kinds of sounds, various forms of sounds that can occur in the inner ear like that, or in the ear like that, are due to, number one, blood sugar problems, which are called technically dysglycemia, not diabetes, and number two, digestive health issues. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to look for issues in the blood sugar system and issues with the digestive system. So if you have any digestive health problems, you want to start to correct those. I love the Nightly Essence from Youngevity, and the Ultimate Enzymes. In fact, Youngevity's got a whole digestive pack that is associated with all of these supplements that are important for the digestive system, and the healthy blood sugar pack. You cannot approach tinnitus or ringing in the ears directly at the level of the ears. And this is true fundamentally with a lot of health challenges. You can't approach health challenges oftentimes at the level where you see or you experience the health challenges. You've got to go upstream. Inflammation is behind all of these issues, like tinnitus, and the inflammatory system is activated by toxicity that gets into the blood and by changes in, or disruptions in the blood sugar system, technically called dysglycemia. I would be working with the blood sugar system, the healthy blood sugar pack, and I would be working with the digestive system, the healthy digestion pack. That would be the two areas that I would focus on. And I really sympathize with you because I know a lot of folks that have that, and it is absolutely miserable.
And Doc would say also he might have osteosporosis of the skull.
Correct. But that itself is due to changes with the blood sugar system and changes with the digestive system. And this is really important, George, and everybody listening. By working at the level of the digestive system and the blood sugar system, you can correct the vast majority of chronic health challenges. Chronic health challenges arise from inflammation. Inflammation follows toxicity that gets into the bloodstream, and that toxicity arises from a leaky gut, things that are getting into the blood through the intestine, as well as changes in blood sugar. Sugar in the blood represents an inflammatory factor. And this is so important because it reduces all of our disease states to two basic points that we can all address from the comfort of our own kitchens and living rooms and homes without medical intervention. I don't know how, to me, this is the most important message that I can ever tell anybody who's got a health challenge. Focus on point number one, the digestive system, and point number two, the blood sugar system. In fact, changes in the blood sugar system are now associated with a condition called metabolic syndrome. And you may have heard this term, metabolic syndrome. Doc just finished a book on metabolic syndrome along with Rebecca Kozak, who's a wonderful Youngevity representative. The metabolic syndrome affects everything in the body, the liver, the brain, the bones, the immune system, the heart, and the cardiovascular system. These are all secondary to changes in blood sugar, dysglycemia, as well as toxicity that enters into the bloodstream through the intestine. This is so simple. This is so easy. And when I talk about my people perish for lack of knowledge, this is what I mean. It's that the understanding of the toxicity in the body that enters into the bloodstream through the intestine and through foods, high carbohydrate foods, is so fundamental to the disease process and so easy to rectify with lifestyle changes, with exercise, and, of course, with a good nutritional supplement program.
Perfect. Tom is with us with texts and tweets for you. What do you have, Tom?
Hey, Ben. Janet in Weslaco, Texas, has had trismus for over 20 years and wants to know what she can do about it to get rid of it.
She's had trismus?
Trismus.
Like Merry Trismas? No, I'm just kidding.
That's a bad
trismus
joke.
Good line, though, Ben.
Thank you. Trismus is a restricted mouth opening that makes it difficult to open your mouth due to tightness in the jaw muscles. And it could be a few things. Now, I assume that she's been checked for cancer. That's one of the causes of trismus. It could also be associated with trauma, infections. But the most important thing that I would do is relaxation strategies to relax the muscles in the jaw. We hold a lot of tension in the jaw. And in fact, the largest and most powerful muscle in the body is in the jaw. So using relaxation strategies can be very important. Massage, Reiki, anything that kind of relaxes that area in the mouth can be helpful. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a nutritional issue, although if there are inflammatory factors that are involved, and the way you can tell is if you have digestive issues or you have blood sugar issues, those can be addressed as well. Also, I know you love this, George. Magnesium is an incredibly important relaxing nutrient. I know you love magnesium, and many of us are getting over-calcified compared to our magnesium. Calcium and magnesium live in balance, and because magnesium is found in green leafy vegetables and calcium is found in dairy, many of us are getting too much calcium relative to our magnesium. So you may want to consider the osteomag, and also the most powerful anti-inflammatory nutrient is essential fatty acids. So I would be checking out the Ultimate EFA to reduce any inflammation that's in that jaw or mouth area.
First-time caller Rico's with us in Bakersfield, California. Hello, Rico. Go ahead.
How you doing, you guys?
Good, buddy. Hey, thank you. Yes, sir.
Jeff, I've got a couple quick questions related to my daughters, okay? One daughter is 26, and she's had abdominal pain ever since she was a small little girl. We never got a diagnosis. They would say, oh, she needs more fiber, she needs more water. But anyway, lately she's got a good internal medicine doctor who did an allergy screen, I guess, on her, and apparently she's got all these allergies. I've got another daughter who's a little older, and she's up in Everett, Washington, which is kind of a crazy thing. And she's a veteran of the war, but she has problems with allergies, a lot of problems. She was in Iraq the first year of the war in 2004, and she was around those burning pits where they were burning all sorts of crap, and they had to breathe that black smoke. I don't know if that's related, but both daughters, you know, and then my third daughter was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism. And I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? I grew up, I was born in 54. I've never had any allergy problems. I've never had a migraine headache. I've never had all these issues that these kids are coming up. What the hell is going on, doctor?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm a pharmacist, not a doctor, but your points are very interesting. All three of those conditions, hyperthyroidism, which is technically called Graves' disease, and allergies, whether they're food allergies or respiratory allergies or allergies that show up on the skin, are related to what's called a leaky gut, which we talked about earlier. Once toxicity gets into the bloodstream, particularly toxins from foods, as well as an activator called histamine, which you may have heard of in terms of antihistamines, once these immune activators get into the bloodstream, you're going to find yourself sensitive to all kinds of issues, mold sensitivities. Some people are sensitive to skincare ingredients. People are sensitive to fragrances. You know, there's actually folks who are sensitive to hot water in the shower or even the bra strap or their underwear from the toxicity that is entering into the bloodstream through the gut. So it may be that your daughter who was in the war was affected by the smoke. That's possible. Because there was all kinds of toxicity that got into a respiratory tract. But the first thing you want to focus on is the gut in terms of leaky gut. And I would be working with the Daily Digest, the Longevity Daily Digest Pack, the Nightly Essence, as well as the Ultimate Microbiome. And very importantly, doing a food diary where you write down everything you eat and how your body responds to specific foods and then start to eliminate those foods. Now, Doc talks about gluten a lot, for good reason, but there's lots of other components in vegetables and grains that can activate the immune system. And as far as your daughter with the Graves' disease or the hyperthyroidism, the number one cause of autoimmune issues and Graves' disease and hyperthyroidism or autoimmune issues is a leaky gut or intestinal permeability syndrome. So working on foods and strengthening the digestive system, by the way, Longevity's got a great product called Fucoidin Z or Fucoid Z that helps seal up a leaky gut. Another product called I-26 or Hyperimmune Egg, which is very important for anybody who's got an autoimmune condition or who has chronic allergies or, of course, digestive health issues as well.
Super, of course. And Rico, if you missed anything, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. We got a text in from a caller who wants to know about his feet. He said they are as prickly as cactuses.
Now, when he says prickly, I think he means kind of like a from the inside out, not from the outside, not a skin condition. And that's called neuropathy. And we've talked about this before, peripheral neuropathy, the number one cause of peripheral neuropathy. Should be no surprise to anybody based on everything we've just talked about, and that is metabolic syndrome or messed up blood sugar. All peripheral neuropathy should, number one, be considered to be a blood sugar issue. You can use the healthy blood sugar pack, and especially vitamin B1 niacin. In fact, or thiamine. Vitamin B1 or thiamine was discovered when it was noticed that people who were deficient in this vitamin suffered from this neuropathy condition. You'll find thiamine, of course, in the in the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, as well as in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Anybody dealing with peripheral neuropathy, focus on your blood sugar, get on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, which includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as well as the Sweeties, which is very important for helping stabilize blood sugar. You might also want to throw in the Ultimate Niacin.
Yes, Beyond Tangy Tangerine covers most supplements, doesn't it?
It's a very, you know, there's a reason why Beyond Tangy Tangerine has never been knocked off. It's been around for decades, since the late 90s when Youngevity started. Back then it was called Tangy Tangerine. And there's a reason for that, because this is the most well-rounded, nutritionally dense, palatable, and delicious formulation you'll ever use. It doesn't have the amount of nutrients that you need in terms of essential fatty acids, which, of course, you'll get in the Ultimate EFAs, and calcium and magnesium, but it is so well-rounded that you can use it as a multiple nutritional supplement, vitamin and mineral and amino acid and plant-derived mineral nutritional supplement. It doesn't have absolutely everything. That's why we have the Healthy Start Pack, but it is a darn good nutritional supplement.
Ben, we're going to come back at the top of the hour and take an hour of phone calls with you. Those of you on hold, just hang right there. Those of you calling in, Tommy, you'll get you.